Hey YouTube, it's Norm here. It's time for me to hate on all the haters on YouTube. Not all you little kids, 14, 15, you know, 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds, whatever the fuck you are, that go around all these videos and rate one star and say, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you! You sound like you are uneducated, a piece of shit because you cuss so much. You're a fat motherfucker! Fat Mickey D motherfucker! You're so fucking fat! Gay! What the fuck, guys? Here, I'm okay. Some are good! Some are good. You suck! Dude, sorry, I thought okay. You suck! Pro tip, lose weight! What the fuck? Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you! Fuck you to all you 13, 14, and 15-year-old fucking little kids who are telling me I need to fucking lose weight! And fucking tell me I'm a fucking idiot on my fucking videos! Fuck you! You comment on my video, great! You're fucking watching my video, great, I love it! But you think I'm a fucking asshole? You think I like to see fucking comments on my videos, but people tell me I'm fat? I know I'm fucking fat. You don't need to tell me I'm fat. Why the fuck do you have to keep commenting on my videos telling me I'm a fat ass and I'm an idiot? Man, I'm gonna have a heart attack. You get me all worked up. I'm pissed off all day. I'm reading my comments. You're coming to my cell phone. I'm checking my email. I'm getting these comments. Fat, gay, idiot, dumbass. What the fuck? If you really think that I'm a fat asshole, then why the fuck do you take your time to comment on my video? I'm pissed. I'm fucking pissed. And you know what? Thank you to the fucking people who stick up for me. Because I know I'm a fucking fat ass. I know I'm a fat ass. Fucking I say it in my videos. What the fuck do I need you to tell me that for? Oh my god, I'm gonna have a heart attack. Oh my god, oh my god. Oh my god, Vera, where's the aspirin? Vera, I think I'm having a heart attack. Bring me an aspirin. Vera! Hurry! Hurry, I love you. Okay, I gotta go. Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Bad, bad, bad boys. Bad, bad, bad boys. Now we may be a little chubby, but don't feel slow. We guarantee you one thing, we can surely come to the party and rock the house as we harmonize. Start to turn it out. So put the fresh move and take it from me. Listen to the fizz sounds of the Disco 3. Ha ha!
Yeah, all right, man. Welcome to Two Fat Fucks. All right, and yeah. We have two fat fucks in tonight on a Sunday, or today on a Sunday. I keep saying tonight. I'm used to being in the nighttime.
Yeah, it's early for you. I don't know if you've ever been in the studio this early.
I think maybe I might have shown up here to just smoke a bowl or something like that. You know what I mean? Hang out.
So this is our new show, Two Fat Fucks.
Yeah.
And, I think we're both kind of using this as a little bit of a motivation to not be fat fucks.
Right. Because we are too fat. And when we say two fat fucks, we mean T-O-O, fat fucks. Like, we're too fat.
Right.
I mean, it's not that, you know, there's anything wrong, you know, with being fat other than it's just very unhealthy. But every fat person gets to that point when they realize, you know what, I'm too fat. And then sometimes it's just they're at the point of no return.
We kind of touched on this on the last More Music Radio pod, Thursdays, 10 p.m. to midnight Pacific time.
Right.
But, you know, I was in denial for a long time that I was a fat fuck.
Yeah.
And
it's hard to deny, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, because I wasn't always a fat fuck. When I was a young kid, I was actually real active. I was into skateboarding and bikes and all that shit. And
oh, okay.
Was really actually in shape. Not on purpose, but just because I was active, you know, and did things that were, I thought were fun.
Yeah.
And then I got into computers.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And literally overnight.
Your ass started widening from that point
literally
on.
Literally overnight, it's like, oh, I'm never going to move again. I'm going to sit in a chair for the rest of my life. And that's what happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
So so I guess we're going to talk about being fat, what it's like to be fat, you know, and how it feels when people tell you things. And sometimes when people are being polite and but like hiding the fact from you, and they're, you know, they're it's what do you do to a fat guy? You're not going to be calling him fat and stuff, you know, but you know, sometimes, you know, people will either be direct and just call you a fat ass or something like that. And, you know, those are things that you have to deal with being fat, you know. And when I started, I was like a little kid. I mean, I was probably like normal weight up until like I was like maybe like 5 or 6. And I just started turning into like a fat little kid, you know.
From eating or?
From eating. I mean, I love to eat foods and stuff. And my grandmother would like to cook for us. And she would make like fried tacos and just like a lot of good Mexican food like mole and machaca and just like. We love carne asada, and just anything with like grease in it is delicious. And
greasy meat.
Yeah. And that's why like my family is all fat pretty much, you know. We're all overweight people because of our lifestyles. We just are just like, fuck it. And we don't last very long either.
Yeah. Well, yeah, pretty much every man in my family at some point has had a heart attack or heart disease of some sort.
Oh, so that runs in your family too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What about other stuff like high blood pressure?
High blood pressure is throughout my family.
Do you have high blood pressure?
I do, yeah.
Oh, wow. Do you take medication for it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I have high blood pressure. I take medication for it. I have high cholesterol and also take medication for that.
Yeah.
The thing about the high blood pressure, and I know this sounds like a fat guy trying to get out of it, like make excuses, but it is hereditary in my family. My father, who is normal weight and in shape, also has high blood pressure.
Yeah.
So it's some kind of weird hereditary thing. But either way, I'm fucked.
It is genetic. A lot of it is genetic.
Being fat certainly doesn't help.
It does not help. In fact, on the last More Music Radio Pod, I told everybody that I was just diagnosed on Thursday with diabetes.
Right.
It's genetic because the whole my grandmother's side of the family has like diabetes. It just runs in the family, and heart disease and stuff. And it, of course, it doesn't help that we don't take care of ourselves, you know. And I always knew that I was going to be diagnosed with diabetes, and I would kind of be in denial too, like thinking like, oh well, I'm gonna be the one that, you know, just kind of like breaks the cipher, you know what I mean? Like I'm gonna be the one that's gonna be okay. But, you know, deep down, I knew that if I continued to be living like, you know, drinking fucking sodas, fucking 3, 4, 5 sodas a day and eating hamburgers, and I love pizza and burritos, and like I never really eat, you know, from the house. You know, I never really eat home cooked meals. It's always like McDonald's or Burger King or Carl's Jr. double Western bacon cheeseburger with crisp cut seasoned fries. And it's delicious, you know. So I knew that if I continue to do that, that it will eventually fucking bite me in the ass. And on Thursday, I got the news, you know, she said, my doctor says, you know, hey, I have some bad news for you. And I knew exactly what she was going to say. It was just almost as if I like wrote it in my head and shot her the message to her brain. And she said it verbatim. She's like, well, you have diabetes, you know?
So I don't actually know very much about diabetes. This is something that once you get it, you can't reverse it.
Yeah, you can't reverse it. The only thing that you could do is you can control it. You know, you can control it with medication and diet. And so they say, you know, there are people that end up like starting to eat right and exercising and just like counting their carbs and just like really kind of being the way you're supposed to be, you know, if you want to be healthy, because it's all about the stuff that you put in your body. It's all common sense stuff. That's why it's embarrassing.
Right.
It's one of the embarrassments to be so fat, you know, because we all know that this is bad for us, you know. But you can control it with medication or diet. And sometimes when people lose a lot of weight and they, you know, you lose weight because you eat better and you exercise and then the medication controls your blood. And so like if you get healthy enough and lose enough weight, and you could just do it control it by eating, you know, what you eat and stuff. And then you'll take you off the medication. That's why sometimes people think that you can cure diabetes from losing weight because technically, you know, when your blood sugar is good, then, you know, you're not diabetic, but you still have to live like a diabetic and like watch everything you eat. And you got to watch, there's other shit too. Like you got to watch your feet. Like I'm hearing from people like, oh yeah, now you got to fucking really take care of your feet. And this guy at work who has diabetes says, you know, you got to get a mirror and you got to look at the bottom of your feet and you got to make sure that you don't have anything there because it could, you know, get an infection and then they'll fucking chop your foot off, you know, if it gets gangrenous, you know.
Jesus, that's rough.
So it's fucking pretty scary, man, you know, and like it didn't hit me. I got the diagnosis on Thursday. And so I took the pills and stuff in the nighttime. Meanwhile, the pills, I'm on metformin. And so one of the side effects is diarrhea, upset stomach, you know, that kind of shit. And I have that, you know, so I take the pill and I eat and I fucking am squirting, shooting out jets of fucking yellow shit water into the toilet.
Well, you said you just about shit your pants on the way to the studio.
Well, not on the way to the studio. Before I was coming over on Thursday night to do the More Music Radio Pod, that was the first night that I took the medication. And sure enough, an hour after I took the pill, I was fucking shitting like crazy. And you know how like when you have that fart and you want to push out the fart and then sometimes you push the fart and it's not air, it's like cream comes out?
Yeah.
You know, mustard, you shoot out some mustard and I pushed out the fart and the cream came out, but then like I guess my bowel just went and like relaxed a little bit and it just went and I got like, you know, shit all over my pants. And
when
my
you say
stuff.
Cream, that bothers me a little bit. I don't like the word cream.
It's a very liquid and it's like acidic too, so it burns your butthole too. You know? And so when you're wiping, it's like your rim, the butthole rim is irritated and inflamed, you know, if you keep shitting diarrhea. You've had diarrhea before, so
yeah.
That's one of the things that I hope goes away, you know, with the medication.
Is it supposed to go away? Is this something you have to like build a tolerance for and then it goes away? Or
obviously
you can't just keep shitting your pants forever, so
yeah. Well, the pharmacist said and the doctor said that, you know, it you might adjust to it, you know, or we have to put you on a different medication. But my doctor says that this is the safest medication. And like, I'm really weird about taking medications myself. You know, I hate taking pills and stuff. And I don't know, because there's a lot of side effects, you know, and I'm like, fuck, once you take one medication, you got to take another medication to counteract side effects and shit. And I don't want to get into that shit, you know?
Yeah.
I just figured, well, I'll fucking stick with this, you know, whatever. Hopefully my guts get used to that pill. And I'll, you know, be able to not be shitting every fucking 20 minutes. And I wish if I was shitting, I wish I was getting out the fucking old shit that's stuck in my guts and stuff. Because fat people, we eat and we get impacted. And all the shit that we eat, the grease, and it gets stuck. And so when I'm shitting this diarrhea, I'm like, geez, at least I can have some clumps come out, you know. But it's just all water. It's like I have a twat now in my butthole. And I just shoot out water. Like I pee through my ass.
Like you wish it was a self-induced colonic or something.
Yeah. I'm like hoping. I mean, you know, you see little bits and stuff. So I'm like, hopefully it's like wearing out. I don't know. I can't see what's
scraping that cheeseburger from 5 years ago off your anal walls or whatever.
Oh, man. You know, you think about the fucking damage that you do to your body, you know, and then you look in the mirror and you see the effects of it, you know. And so now I'm scared. Because on Friday, I went and I don't have a blood meter yet, but there's a guy at work, that guy with diabetes. He's like, oh, I'll test your blood so you can see what your blood sugar is, you know, and I took the pill and everything. The normal blood sugar for somebody without diabetes is like 90 to 100, and over 126 is considered diabetic. And when I took my test, fasting, that means you don't eat before you take the blood test, and they want to see just how your blood is without eating. It was 146, so that's well above the 126 mark, so that's how I was diagnosed diabetic. But on this Friday, when I tested my blood, it was 217, and I was like, holy shit, I've never seen my blood that high before. You know, when I've gone to the doctor, they've tested it, you know, I've had pneumonia before, so I've been hospitalized, and then they test you with the meter, and it's always like, you know, 90, 95, 100, whatever, it's not that bad. But now I realize, like, fuck, that my blood sugar is really high. And then you have risk of, like, all kinds of shit happening, because what that does is, like, it, This is from just research that I'm reading just in the last few days. Like, I just haven't been able to work, and I've just been fucking looking at diabetes shit and trying to figure out, like, okay, how am I going to adjust to this fucking new fucking lifestyle? Like, I'm fat. I want to eat a burger. I want carne asada. I want one of these fucking tuna melts from Troy's, you know? I'm just so hungry right now. I want to eat stuff, you know? So with that, you know, it's like I have to fucking do like a 180 almost, you know, and it's going to be gradual, but I don't know, man. There's a lot going through my head. And so anyway, the complications of high blood sugar, you can go into a fucking coma. You can have a stroke. You can have a heart attack. Your fucking liver can go out. Your fucking kidneys can fucking go out, because what it does is it like robs the cells of oxygen because, okay. This is what I think, and I'm pretty sure I'm right. Okay, so insulin, this is when you have diabetes, it's like your body doesn't produce insulin anymore. And stops producing insulin, starts slowing down. And so you need insulin for the red blood cells to take the oxygen to the cells. And you need insulin for the cells to accept the oxygen. So obviously when there's not enough insulin to transfer that oxygen to the cells, you know, the cells die, and that's how come organs start dying, you know? And so I'm really freaked out about that. So now I'm trying I'm going to get a blood tester, hopefully on Monday or something, sometime soon. But, you know, now I'm just trying to, like, really just eat less and eat less bread and no sweet stuff. And, you know, it's really boring right now. And it's only the fucking second or third day, right?
Is it the carbs that get you, like?
Yeah, because carbs, they transfer into sugars, and like, I don't know. I think I'm going to become like a chemist or something, because just from all the knowledge that I'm learning right now, because it's all chemical, you know. It's like, okay, now you really got to monitor chemically how things, you know, you got to see what you eat and how your body reacts to it. You test your blood to see, okay, what did I eat today? You have to log everything you eat, and then when you test it, I have to log the results. So over like the course of maybe 2 or 3 months, I take those results to my doctor, and then she sees how the medication is working and stuff and what I'm eating. And so then they could judge how to adjust it, to leave it the same or to give me a different medication or whatever, you know. But I don't want to get to the point where I'm injecting insulin.
They say that one of the most effective ways to lose weight is to do that log. That logging everything actually does help, because you get to see. Because throughout the course of a day, if you're fat and you eat a lot, it's not like you remember everything you're eating, you know. You just shove food in your mouth.
It's almost like you just don't even want to remember.
Yeah.
Because you know, like, fuck, I've already eaten fucking 2 cheeseburgers today, and this is the third one I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
You know? You were telling me a while ago, like a couple days ago, you said you ordered like a large pizza. Tell me some of the stuff that you do. Like, you, as fat people, we go on binges and we just say, fuck it. I'm going to fucking just treat myself tonight. I'm going to get pastrami. I'm going to get sodas, beer. I'm going to just get fucked up. So like, what kind of stuff do you like to get when you're in that mood? And what is it? Explain how it feels like. It's like you go into a frenzy.
Yeah. So I definitely binge. You know, the weird thing about me is that I'm not really into sodas. I'm not into sweets so much. I'm not into desserts or anything. But, you know, I'll get hungry, and instead of looking at a menu and getting the one thing on the menu that looks good, I'll get everything on that menu that looks good.
Yeah.
And I'll order so much fucking food that it would last a normal person a week. And so the other day,
and you eat most of it, right?
I don't. That's the thing, though, is that I'll get like 4 different things, and I'll eat from every one of those things, and then I'll eat it over the next couple days.
Oh, okay.
I don't eat everything all at once, or I would literally be dead right now.
Okay.
But the other day I ordered from Big Mama's and Big Papa's Pizza.
they by the way, they have like the biggest pizza I've ever seen.
Yeah, they have a ridiculous size pizza, like a 64-inch pizza or some shit. I got the extra large. I got penne with pesto sauce.
Wow.
I got What else did I get? A hoagie, an Italian hoagie, garlic cheese bread, and chicken wings.
Wow, that sounds delicious right now.
I ordered all that shit, brought it into my house. This is me by myself. And, you know, I'll eat a couple slices of pizza. I'll eat a bunch of pasta.
Do you put anything on the pizza? You put crushed red pepper or cheese or anything? Parmesan cheese?
I put tapatio on pizza.
That's what I do, too. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. And then, but then, you know, like afterwards you get that fat guilt and you're like, why the fuck did I order all this food? What is the point of me? I spent like $50 on ordering tons of food that I did not need at all. But I don't know what it is. It's like, I'm looking at the menu and I'm like, oh, that's good. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, I'll get this one thing that's good.
Yeah, you want like a little everything. Sampler of
everything.
Yeah, every
I want a fucking smorgasbord of fucking food for myself.
Yeah.
Makes no
sense.
And
then you decide, like, well, okay, I'm going to taste the lasagna. Oh, I'm going to eat the whole lasagna now, and I'm going to eat the pizza. I like Filerio's. It's called Foliero's, okay? And this is in Highland Park in Los Angeles. There's a really good pizza place called Foliero's, but everybody in Highland Park, just because, you know, we're, I guess, all Chicanos and we say things wrong anyway. We say mountains, buttons, you know. I liked it that, you know, if you clean something, oh, I clean it. So we call it Filerio's.
Okay.
And so at Filerio's, I like to get, there's a chorizo pizza. It has all the greases and stuff on top of it.
Oh, yeah.
With jalapenos and just extra cheese, really good thick mozzarella cheese. And then they also have a good pastrami, which is a really big, kind of big size pastrami.
Yeah.
And I'll eat half pastrami, and then I'll eat like three slices of pizza. Then I'll eat the other half of the pastrami. So I like to alternate.
Right.
You know, I will go back and forth and stuff. You
well,
know?
Because while you're eating the pizza, you remember how good that pastrami was and you gotta go back to it.
Yeah. And also toppings too. You know, also I love ketchup. I guess because really sugary, you know.
Yeah.
That's another thing I'm going to miss. I'm going to have to really cut down on that because it's fucking loaded with sugar. Like any sugar is going to fuck me up. So I got to really fucking... Oh, God, I feel like I'm going to fucking die, man. It sucks. It's going to be really hard. So ketchup. I even put ketchup on pizza, too. I like to put it on rice, you know. Toppings and sauces are really bad for you as well, like on Chinese food. And
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, that's another problem I have, too, is that I like all foods. Like... Mm-hmm. You can bring me the strangest food there is, and if it's a real food eaten by somebody in the world, I'll eat it. Mm-hmm. So I have no barriers to food. Like, I'll try anything, and most things I like. Like, we went to Korean barbecue the other night over in Koreatown on 3rd and Vermont, and just got a ridiculous amount, because it's all you can eat, you know, man? So... Uh-huh. Fucking just shoving my face with Korean barbecue and loving it.
Oh, man, it's so good, too. It's like, oh, and it's such a fucking disgusting thing when you think about there's people that are fucking starving to death in some countries, and we are just fucking gorging ourselves and all this extra food and throwing the rest away. Like,
yeah, we just toss it.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's a, you know,
what
fuck you to poor
people. What the fuck is wrong with us? Like, seriously, like, we have this whole country has a huge fucking problem. I mean, we're just a couple of people who have this very common problem. I understand that it's like, you hear like reports of like, it's like 55 to 60% of the people are obese in the United States, you know, we're the fattest country. And like, we have the most fucking, cases of heart disease and diabetes, and just people are fucking, it's like so decadent, you know what I mean? It's like so gross.
Yeah, you know, like, if you want to get into the emotional side of it, you know, I know that I eat when I'm bored.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm sitting at home and I got nothing to do and I'm just kind of, nobody's around and I'm not hanging out or anything, My natural thought is like, what the fuck can I put in my mouth?
When you're hanging out with people, though, do you tend to like pretend that you don't eat that much and you'll just eat like a little bit of things?
I definitely eat less around people.
Because it's embarrassing, man.
Yeah.
When people watch you eat, like for a fat person.
As a fat guy, yeah.
You know, because I do, even me, when I see like fucking other fucking big fucking fat fucks, you know, and they're just eating. I'm just like, oh, look at him. He fucking loves that fucking meal. He's eating it. He loves it. You can see the joy on the face, and it's like almost like a self-hating kind of thing, you know? And so, like, when people see a fat person eating, you know, they're going to be like, oh, there he goes. That's what he loves. Because, you know, like in TV and movies and stuff, like fat people, like the stereotype is like they're always eating like a treat or a candy or donuts or something always in their pocket. Like,
look at that fat fuck over there.
Yeah, it's like, he's eating another fucking pizza.
He can't get enough of that fucking food. Yeah. I definitely eat less around women too. Like that adds another layer of guilt. If I'm around a woman eating, I can't eat as much because I feel twice as fat around a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it is embarrassing, you know. But all of a sudden, like when you are, that's what for new people. You know what I mean? New people that are around and stuff, but. They know you're fat. This is what I think. I think this is what goes on in my head when I'm thinking, like, you know, at first you try to just eat a little bit, try to be dainty. And then after you do, you just start getting to know the person more and they know you. So you're just like, ah, fuck it. And then meanwhile, you're fucking just eating slices of pizza, fucking two at a time. Have you ever eaten two slices of pizza stacked on top of each other like that?
I've never done that. That's pretty good.
Oh, man, you got to try that. You got to try that for me. I did it. You know, I do it every once in a while just because it's just like, I'm going to be ridiculous right now.
Yeah, I mean, you're saving time, basically, you know, like...
What kind of stuff, I mean, what is your favorite kind of stuff? Because there's like, for me, I like breads and meats and cheeses. And some people like a lot of sweet desserts and shit.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, my favorite food in the world is sushi. Like, I could eat sushi every single
day. Well, that's good for you, though.
That's the thing, is that a lot of the food that I eat for a normal person wouldn't be considered all that unhealthy.
You probably eat like 30 or 35 sushis.
But I eat ridiculous amounts of it. That's the problem. I'll fucking eat sushi until I puke.
Have it like a 6 sushi limit or something, you know?
Yeah, it's hard because I love it. Korean barbecue, like I mentioned, like I will go to a Korean barbecue place and I won't leave until I know that I'm going to be in pain. You know, like after this... dinner or whatever, I'm gonna have problems.
Yeah,
and I just fucking eat that shit like crazy, man.
That's a problem that I have too. Like, I will just eat until like I'm gonna about to just fucking explode.
I talked to someone once about that, and I guess, you know, like normal people, in our mind, we eat until we feel that full feeling, like we're completely full and we can't eat anymore. Yeah. And most people don't do that. They eat, you know, a regular portion and then they go about their day.
Yeah.
We eat until we feel like we're full, because that full feeling is what is the only thing that tells us to stop.
It's almost like we're feeding our bodies and we're feeding like our emotional fucking voids and shit.
Dude. Exactly. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because it's true. I mean, when you're depressed, you just, it's anything that feels good, you'll get into, you know what I mean? And eating is just so easy because there's food everywhere and treats and everything. And you could just go to the store and it's cheaper than if you would really buy good foods to cook at home, you know, like fast foods, or you can get like you can get 4 tacos for $2 at Jack in the Box. It's like, you know what? I'll take 6.
Yeah.
You know, I got $3. Like, ah, fuck it. I'll save the, and I try to pretend like, you know what? I'll save like 2 for later. Meanwhile, I'm eating the 6th one. I'm like, oh boy, I did it again, you know?
Yep. Yeah. It's definitely, when I'm depressed, you know, it's an escape. It's, it is like a drug. Like, I tell people that for me, food is an addiction.
Totally.
It's a real addiction. So.
Hell yeah, man. So I don't know, for me, like now I feel like I'm forced now. And I think that this is what I needed, actually, you know, as bad as it is to have this, I think this is what I needed. You know, I needed somebody to say, you know what, if you keep doing this, you're going to die. And like I said, the history of my family, my immediate family, like we don't last too long. You know, like my grandmother died of heart disease. She had a heart attack, her second heart attack that finally killed her on Easter of 1993. You know, she died at 59. My aunt, she was 32 when she died. She had diabetes and high blood pressure, and she ended up having a an embolism or an aneurysm. So a blood vessel popped in her brain and she fucking bled to death in her inside her brain. And it crushed her brain. Wow. Fucking really fucked. 32 fucking years old. Like, I'm 35. I'm going to be 36 in February, you know. And, you know, my mom has diabetes. My aunts have diabetes. My uncle has diabetes. And he doesn't have kidneys anymore. Like, they just don't work. He just has two useless pieces of meat in his lower back.
So does he have a colostomy bag?
No. Kidneys are for pissing.
Right.
So what he does is he doesn't piss anymore. He gets dialysis every day. And so dialysis, what that is, for people who don't know, when people have kidney failure, dialysis machines do the job of the kidneys, which is to filter the blood. And, you know, your blood gets dirty, so the kidneys filter everything out, turn it into fucking salts and shit and urine, and you piss it out. So, like, when your blood gets dirty like that, you need your kidneys or something else to clean out your blood. And so it takes him, like, he'll sit there for like 3 hours every day on this machine that takes all the blood in his body and filters it and cleans it out and puts it back into his body. So
that's rough, man. I mean, and it's funny because, you know, like, as I was approaching 30, 32, 33, you start to think, I can't keep being fat. You know, I got to do something about it.
Yeah.
Now I'm 36. And that big 4-0 is coming up pretty soon, and it feels like if I don't stop now, that I, you know, it's guaranteed that I'm gonna have major problems.
Yeah, and it is, man. I mean, it's like, that's the thing, is like, and it's, people always talk about that. They say, oh, well, when you're young, you feel like you're invincible, and the older you get, you realize that you're mortal. Right. You know, that you're eventually gonna die. And you know, the older that I get, I realize that, you know, these things really are going to happen. You know, if you do this, this is going to be the result. You know, this, you're not like a fucking lottery winner for everything, you know? So, yeah, and it is. And it's like all about controlling it, you know, because you never know what's going to get you.
By the way, if there's anybody out there who wants to call in and share their thoughts on it. Yeah. Maybe you're a fat fuck.
Let's have our fats call in. Please call in, fats, and let's talk about it. And I don't know, this is kind of like it's a show for everybody. Like, we are fat. We have become to the point where we're too fat, you know, and we realize it and we want to do something about it. So I guess over the course of the next few shows or whatever, we'll see how this is going. We're just going to, this is just like for, just to check it out to see how this, you know, fat show goes. But I think it's a good idea, because maybe we can learn something about how to be a little bit more healthier. You know, we'll still be fat fucks at heart because we're always going to want to eat the foods, but it's all about like self-control. And, you know, maybe that means, you know, maybe maturing a little bit. You know what I mean?
It's just like a junkie in recovery, man. You know,
yeah.
Like a junkie is always going to be a junkie. They're always going to have that taste for heroin or meth or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to control it, you know, and the number is 1-800-893-9562. So we're gonna, I kind of dropped the ball on getting the scale and all that kind of stuff, but
yeah,
we're actually gonna weigh in on the show.
Yeah, that's gonna be embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah, that's, you know, that's not gonna be.
And
fun.
I would like to maybe take our measurements. You know,
yeah,
it's not gonna be fair because like I already feel like in the last few days I already feel like I've lost some weight. Like I feel a little bit lighter. Like, I just feel a little bit more, you know, a little smaller. So it's, you'll see, you know, even after I lost some weight, how much weight I was. And I'll tell you after the weigh-in. I won't give it away right now because we're not weighing in. But I'll tell you what I weighed in at when I went to go see the doctor. Yeah. And then, you know, obviously we'll take, you know, our weight and stuff. And then we'll monitor to see. We'll do, you know, it's embarrassing. It's one of the most embarrassing things that a fat person can do is get on a scale in front of people. You know, so we'll do that. We'll try to do that every show or every other show or something just to see how we are, you know. And you know what? It's like, and it's, we're not going to beat ourselves up if we don't do right. We're just going to tell you our story. This is us being fat and we're two fat fucks and we're trying to learn about this and let's see what happens.
Yeah.
You know?
Are you going to exercise?
Yes, I'm going to.
And what's your plan for that?
Oh man, you know what? I really have to think about that because I'm like, I'm so busy, you know, and a lot of the time is spent at my day job, you know, like day job. I really wish that I didn't have to work 8 hours a day, you know, doing something that's not fun. I wish I could do something else, you know, but day job takes a lot of time. Plus, you know, I want to play music, you know, I want to, you know, play in the Mormons, and I want to do the More Music Radio Pod. And I just want to do a whole bunch of stuff. Plus, I mean, I like going out with my girlfriend. I like taking her out. We like doing stuff. And, you know, you need to spend time. So it's like I got to find the time to just inject an hour and a half of just like exercising, moving around, sweating. And, you know, this talk studio kind of helps a little bit because it's so fucking hot in here.
It is hot as fuck.
And I am fucking sweating. And I don't know, maybe it's good to sweat it out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, this is one of those things where I have zero excuse to not exercise. I actually have a decent amount of time right now. I have a gym in my building. I mean, I have no excuses.
Yeah.
And I went to that gym once since I moved into
Okay, because you told me that you've been working out.
Well, I went once.
You see, this is the kind of things that we do.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly.
Just like, oh no, I worked out a little bit. Someone asked me like, hey, do you exercise or anything? I go, oh yeah. And they go, oh, well, what do you do? I'm like, well, I don't know. I guess I don't. Just like you become a liar.
Yeah. I went there once and it's weird when you get that motivation because it feels really good for a second and you're like, fuck this. I'm going to go work out. I'm going to do this, you know? And yeah, it lasts for a day, and then the next day I'm shoving pizza in my face.
I would fluctuate and stuff. Like I would be like, man, I'm getting too fat, and then I'd go to the gym, you know. And I have this gym membership, and I really, honestly, I haven't been to the gym in like 4 or 5 months. And that time that I went, I only went maybe two times during that week, and then before that it was like a year. So I've been paying for this gym membership. You know, it's almost like. I don't know, punishing myself, you know, monetarily, you know, just like you're going to pay for this gym. You're not going to get rid of the gym membership because you got to fucking go.
So many times.
I'm giving these people money for nothing, you know?
When I was in New York, I went and bought a gym membership and never went to the gym. I went and bought the membership. Somehow I felt like as long as I have the membership, like that means something. I don't actually have to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People and then if people ask you if you have a gym membership, you could be like, yeah, I do.
Yeah, I got a gym membership.
Yeah, you go to the gym, you go, oh, I got a membership. Almost like if it would just, it would bring like maybe good juju for you just to have the gym membership, you know, maybe it'll some way just like help you lose weight or something. Would you be lighter if you didn't have the gym membership? You never know. But I'm going to have to go back to the gym.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever considered surgery?
No, I mean not at all, actually, because I think once I get to like 300 pounds, I think that would be, you know, surgery time. But I'm scared of surgery, man.
My sister did it.
Yeah, my mom did that.
Yeah,
and my aunt, they did gastric bypass surgery.
That's what my sister did.
It's fucking, what they do is they pretty much cut out your stomach and make like a little stomach pouch out of it. They cauterize this fucking huge fucking stomach that's been stretched out for over years and years of abuse. And now you have like a stomach that's the size of a hard-boiled egg.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, my sister had it done about 3 months ago, 3-4 months ago. She's lost close to 100 pounds already.
Wow.
Yeah. And
it's amazing, man. And like, I don't know, as drastic as it sounds for some people, I think they do need that. I don't feel that I need that now because like I still have some strength. Like I'm still strong and I could just fucking go to the fucking gym and fucking run it off. You know, like I don't want to be that person that just goes, oh, I don't want to do anything. I'm just going to fucking cut my stomach out. There's people who are just like 50 pounds overweight that get that shit, you know?
Yeah.
So I think if you're like 100 pounds overweight, so like technically I'm supposed to be like 180, you know?
Right.
So I figure, you know, if I get to like 280, 300, that's 100 pounds overweight. That's something to consider, you know? But I never want to get to that fucking weight. And I'm nowhere close to that weight. So, yeah. You know, like I said, I won't give it away. We'll save it for the next show because that's going to be fun when we weigh in and see how much we weigh. And maybe we can have people call in too. And like, maybe, you know, if you want to just like talk about it, it feels good to talk about being fat. You know, you should call 800-893-9562. And, you know, we're your people. You're in good company. And, you know, we will take you into our folds.
I a long time ago, I did a program called Lindora. Have you ever heard of those?
I've heard of that. Yeah, it's like a weight management.
Kind of thing. They have offices all over the city.
Mm-hmm. I saw a Groupon for Lindora that I was thinking about jumping on, but I don't have any money for that.
It's expensive, and it worked though. But I had to go to their place every single day. They gave me B12 shots right into my arm every day.
Oh.
I got down below 200 at that time.
Wow. And
as soon as I got below 200, I stopped going and gained that shit back real fast.
Wow, man.
And I wasted all that money that I paid for the program.
That's the thing, man. You waste so much money on it too, you know?
Yeah.
With the gym membership, and you did an extra thing with the Lindora, you know, and like... Some people, even with the gastric bypass surgery, they gain their weight back, you know? It's so fucking fucked up, yep. You know? So, I don't know. I don't want to get to that point, you know, but I'm really not happy with the way I look like in the mirror. Like, I don't know. Some people go, oh, you know what? You don't look that bad. I mean, you're not obese. Like, I've been telling people, like, oh, yeah, so I'm obese, so I got diabetes, and I tell them that, and they're like, oh, you're not obese, and I like to hear that, you know, but... Body mass index says I'm obese, you know, and it's not borderline. Like, I'm pretty heavy for my height, you know?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be like 8'5" or something, you know, at this weight, you know? I'm saying it's not good to be this heavy, you know? So, yeah. I don't know, man. It sucks being fat, but it's not the end of the world. And now, like, mostly there's a lot of people that are fat. It's common. So, you know. I think that makes it a lot harder for people to realize how fat they are and to want to lose the weight. You know, it's almost, you don't want people to be mean to other people, you know, but it's motivating to, you know, not want to fucking be called a big fat fuck or something, you know, or fucking people calling you a fat ass or something. You know what? This was fucked up. Somebody at a bar, this older man, he was like, he was all drunk and shit. And like, I was talking shit to him, we were talking shit to each other. And then he got off his chair and he's like, well, he goes, you know what? I'm going to shut your face, Tubby. And he called me Tubby. And I was like, whoa, this guy called me Tubby, shit. Dude. Tubby's a good one. I like that one.
Tubby.
What is the worst thing somebody's called you? I mean, do they ever really, I mean, is it a common for them to call you like only when people are really pissed off at you or something, you're fighting with somebody?
Yeah, I mean, the worst thing for me is to be with a girl that calls you fat.
Oh, man, that sucks.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That for me is where it really hurts. I could kind of give a shit less about, you know, what some asshole on the street says or whatever.
Yeah.
But if you're with a chick...
It's rough, right?
And she points out the fact that, you know, you should not be this fat, that hurts.
It hurts. Also, it could be like, you know, if someone gives a shit about you, they're going to be like, hey, what the fuck? Like, you're in trouble. Like, yeah. I don't want you, you know, I don't want you. I mean, my girlfriend has said, you know what, maybe we shouldn't, you know, go to Casabianca Pizza tonight or something, you know, maybe we should, you know, she's very, like, she wants to take me out on walks all the time, you know, not because she's like, I mean, she is attracted to me, but she's afraid that, you know, especially now with the diabetes, she's afraid that something is going to happen to me, you know?
Yeah.
But it's still hard to hear it, you know, it's still really hard to hear that. And it's hard to hear that from anybody, you know, especially from yourself, too. It's like, fuck, you know, I really have to do this shit. So it is motivating, but, you know, that is pretty rough.
So what do you think it is? We're well aware of the fact that our lifestyle is killing us slowly but surely. Why do we continue to do it if we know that that's the case?
I don't know. Maybe it's a sense of maybe our lifestyle makes us think that we're special, you know? Like, I don't know. Americans think that we're special on the planet, you know, that we're God's children. We're the fucking good guys. We're special, you know? And especially now with like the internet, you know, you got people like me fucking with a radio show now that thinks I'm special. You know what I mean? So I was thinking to myself, like, well, I'm special. I'm not going to get sick. You know, like all these other people are fucking doing it wrong. I'll be fine. Like, I know I can get through it, you know? But once you get to where they tell you, oh, wait a minute, you're not special, you know, that's when it becomes that. So I don't know. Maybe it's because we think that it's not going to affect us. It's a denial thing, you know? Same thing with smoking too, and it's addictive. It's an addict. It's a habit. It's something that you do to relieve stress, to make you feel better, because life is not a box of chocolates, you know, like Forrest Gump said. But you know, because it's rough, man. You get stressed out, and you'll either drink, you'll smoke. There's things that we do to distract ourselves from the realities of life. You know, stuff that we don't even want to realize. You know.
Yeah, I think that has a lot to do with it. There is a huge denial aspect to it because, you know, it's kind of like when people they say to me, oh, you go down in Skid Row, man, aren't you scared of Skid Row? No, I'm not scared of Skid Row. But you know why I'm not scared of Skid Row? Because I haven't been raped in the ass yet in Skid Row.
Yeah. Once that happens, yeah, you'll be scared.
Yeah, and it looks like we got a caller.
Oh, cool.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello. Hi, caller. You are on Two Fat Fucks with Two Fat Fucks.
It's Rachel Butera.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Welcome.
This is your show? You're calling yourself Two Fat Fucks?
We're Two Fat Fucks. I just got diagnosed with diabetes, so my doctor even told me I'm too fat.
Oh, no. That's no good.
Yeah, and it's like not two, the number two fat fucks. It's like T-O-O, meaning like we're too fat. We want to, you know, this is our limit. We want to see if we can go the other way, you know?
I gotcha, yeah. So, you know, you can probably reverse that diabetes just by doing, like, a plant-based diet.
Yeah, which fucking sounds so fun. It sounds so delicious, too.
Chicano, and you like the meat.
Yeah, I want that. I want it all. I want right now, I feel like having a double-double animal style, and the fries animal style too, and an extra large Coke.
Oh, so bad. That's like 4,000 calories right there.
Yes. That's good. I mean, if it's a point system, we're winning, right? Try to get a high score.
Yeah.
No, unfortunately not. Have you always been overweight?
Well, I've always been a chubby kid, you know, like from maybe 5 or 6 years old. I was telling Jeremy that, you know, that's when I started getting chubby and I, you know, got like a belly and stuff. And then I started getting tits and stuff, like little boy man tits. And, you know, people would be fucking with me all the time. And, you know, it kind of gave me a callus a little bit, you know, like now people can call me a fat fuck and I just fucking laugh about it because I think it's hilarious. And then I go and I'll fucking like rip their fucking balls off, you know what I mean? People tend not to fuck with me like that, but you know, I don't know, it doesn't affect me anymore. I've grown a callus. Like, I don't know, Jeremy, are you, when people call you fat, does it hurt your feelings?
Yeah, no, I definitely don't like it. I'm very self-conscious all the time. So yeah, but I mean it doesn't happen too often, you know. I don't know, like nobody really calls me a fat fuck to my face now. Behind my back, I don't know. Like, they're what the fuck?
No one really calls anybody anything to their face around here, man. Yeah, you know? It's like fucking. That's what I was saying. Like, in LA, people are just like, oh, hi, how you doing? Oh, you're not that fat. Then later on, they're like, man, I was talking to Vince. This fucking fat fuck thinks he's not fat.
Yeah.
No, I don't think they say that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm exaggerating, but, you know, I don't know. I do tend to make people mad at me sometimes, so they'll say something. And fat is always on the list of something. They'll say, oh, fat ass or something. I'm like, all right.
Well, because it's the easiest thing to go to, you know, for everybody.
Yeah. So, I mean, is there anything that you want to ask, like, two fat people? Are you calling in to share a fat story? Is there anything?
I'm a fat person, too. And it's like, no, I don't really have a question. I just was like, oh, my God, fat show.
Are you identifying with it? I mean, do you have diabetes? Is there any health problems?
No, not so far, knock on wood. But the thing about me is, like, I love healthy food. I love vegetables and salads, and I work out like crazy, like,
I don't
really, I'm like a fat in shape person. I'm one of those people.
Yeah. Like, no, and there are people like that too. I mean, if you're, it's all about like how your body is operating, you know?
Yeah.
Fat or not, whatever. And there are, I've even heard of like this fat guy who just has like some kind of disorder where he just can't lose weight, but he runs like marathons and shit and his like fucking heart is as strong. He's like, has like a 20-year-old heart and he's like 60, you know? I don't know. Yeah. There are like fat, healthy people. And maybe that's like one of the things that I was thinking in the back of my head. Like maybe I'm a fat, healthy person, you know?
Yeah.
Like I'm still strong, you know? I can still fucking handle shit, you know? But I don't know.
How old are you?
35. I'll be 36 in February.
Okay. So yeah, that's pretty young to be diagnosed with diabetes.
Yeah, I know.
Type
2? Type 2, yeah. I'm pretty sure it's type 2. I mean, that's what it...
Well, one of the types is when you have to start doing shots. I don't know which is which, though.
I know type 1 is the one that you're born with or that you get when you're, like, a kid or something.
You can get it when you're an adult, too, and it's the worst one to have.
Really? I really hope I don't have that. Well, I guess if I had that one, I'd be shooting insulin right now. They're just giving me pills and...
Yeah, and you could probably reverse it. Like, seriously, if you just hardcore, like, juice or whatever, you could probably make that shit go away because you're only 35.
Yeah, it just sucks, though. I like to have what I want.
I know. It's a trap, though. It's this torturous thing. Like, I always say I wish somebody would just punch me in my jaw so it would be wired shut forever and I could never chew again. It's the only way.
You know what I'd do is I would just drink sodas through the fucking jaw fucking thing. Or I'd grind up my food and just fucking try to get it through my teeth spaces or something.
See, you're a guy, though. Soda's bad. If you just cut out soda, I bet you lose a ton of weight.
Yeah. Soda and beer, you know. I don't know. I've been kind of like... cutting down on beer because I'm getting kind of tired of beer. I just get full and stuff, so I'd be just drinking like whiskey or something, you know, just do some shots. You know, but even that, my doctor says, you know, that is sugar, so you gotta really watch that shit too. So
the alcohol is all sugar. Everything is sugar, carbs, any kind of, any of that.
If somebody tells me that weed is bad for diabetes, I'm just gonna get a fucking bomb vest and fucking detonate it at a fucking hipster club or something.
I think you're safe with that, except it's going to give you the munchies, and then you'll want to eat carbs.
That's true. I don't know. I need to have good snacks available, though, like baby carrots.
Rachel. Little sugar in carrots. You got to watch.
Shit. See? I got a lot to learn. I'm going to see a nutritionist.
Yeah.
Rachel, one thing you said that I can relate to is that you like salads and you like healthy food. One thing I hate is when I'm with somebody and they're like, hey, what do you want to eat? And I'm like, you know what? I actually want a salad. And they're looking at me like, you're trying to cut back. And it's no, I fucking like salad. Like, I actually like salad. Yeah. Sorry. Like,
I know.
Yeah, they're like, I'm going to have a salad. And they go,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But then you're just doing that in front of me. It's tough, though, because, like, fat people just get categorized. Like, people blame it on, you know, eating like a pig, and it's not true. That's why the people who get the gastric bypass surgery gain it back, because they don't fix what's fucked up in their head
right.
Making them fat in the first place. It's not food that's making you fat. There's something in your fucking brain wrong that has you eating. Like, for me, I know. I eat my emotions. Like, I have a hole inside of me, and I fill it with food. I've been doing it since I was a child. It's not that I'm hungry. I'm not hungrier than anyone else. Mm-hmm. I mean, I eat when I'm not hungry all the time because it's the control that I have.
Yeah, or you're bored or something, or you just got to be doing something, you know?
Because you
don't want to face the fucking reality of whatever it is that is fucking bothering you.
Yes, and this is what people don't understand. And they look at fat people and are like, you just must eat so much. Or like, why do you eat so much? It's not because I'm fucking hungry and I just want to keep eating food. No one wants to be eating food all day. It's a mental disorder that they really haven't dealt with yet. They still treat it as a sort of like point and make fun of people thing. But I think its day is coming where they treat it as a mental disorder like so many others, like alcoholism and anything else, you know? Anyway, on that note, I just wanted to say hi to you guys.
Well, hey, thanks for calling in.
Thanks a lot.
And please listen again. And I don't know, maybe if you want to come in and, you know, maybe we can talk. We want to try to get people in. It's like a community, you know? It's not like some fat shows where we talk. I mean, we will talk about the delicious foods that we like to eat and stuff. And I'll talk about the foods that I used to like to eat. And I'll even be honest when I cheat on something. Yeah. You know, if I fuck up and I have a hamburger or something, I'll let you guys know. But, you know, I don't know. This is something where we can all talk about, you know, being fat and, you know, maybe we can all share stuff that helps us, you know, feel better and, you know, be a little bit more healthier, you know?
Yeah, I would totally do that. All right, guys, have a good show.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
The it's a new show called Two Fat Fucks. All right. Thanks, Rachel. That was Rachel Butera, and you can hear her on her own show. And she's from, like, Howard Stern. She does Howard Stern voices and stuff. Really cool. We had her on the More Music Radio Pod. Check out that episode. So, I don't know. We're towards the tail end of this thing
now?
Yeah,
I think so.
All right. Cool, man. So, this is the first episode. I don't know. We just kind of talked about being fat and what, you know, where we're at right now with our fatness.
We're going to weigh in, you know, we'll come up with some things, you know, maybe regular segments. We were talking about the all you can eat segment, maybe where we kind of review, what we've eaten in the last week or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. I think this is going to be a motivator for us to maybe, try to be healthier, you know, we're just going to, you know, throw it all out there. Like, you know, nothing, don't hold back. And, and this is us. We're two fat fucks. And
there's no rules. Yeah. Let's have fun and let's let some of the stress out. We can make fun of ourselves and, you know, let's have some fun at least being fat.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, man. Well, this has been Two Fat Fucks and we get an outro. Do we got an outro?
We just got...
here, maybe I have a place to say... All right.
That's all I got.
Cool, man. Well, it's been fun, man. Let's do this again. I don't know when we're going to do it. Let's talk about it, but it'll be real soon.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do it next week or the week after or something.
Sounds good, man.
Cool, man. This has been Vince and...
Jeremy.
And we are Two Fat Fucks. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. And take it from me, listen to the Vince sounds of the Disco 3. Ha, ha.